Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We are up to Amud or Tes Zayin Amud Beis in Brachos. Nice, easy, and enjoyable Amud. And the Amud begins on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said that the Chasan is Pater for Krishma for the first few days. The assumption is, as we pointed out this morning, that the chassan would get married on a Wednesday, based on the Mishnah Ksuvos, and then he was given a few days, and after those few days, Rabbeinu Yonah said that seeing that he's already sort of, you know, tried, maybe the same feeling of tirida, same feeling of nervousness is not still there. And therefore, you know, if he's not been successful in Bi'er Rishona through Motzei Shabbos, so then he's chayv in Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara is actually going to do something which is quite rare. It's going to go back and revisit a sugya that we already spoke about earlier in Maseches Brachos, I believe on Daf Yud Aleph, and we're going to go back and basically repeat that sugya verbatim, and namely that is the issue of Osik Mitzvah Pater Min Mitzvah. Again, and this is a Gemara that appears verbatim both on Daf Yud Aleph here, as well as Daf Chaf Hei in Sukkah. So I'm sure it's very familiar to anybody listening. So Tanu Rabbanan, in the bottom six lines, Chasan Pater Mi Kriyishma, Tanu Rabbanan, B'shivtecha B'veisecha, that you have to say Kriyishma, you have to do a mitzvah, Pratul Osik Mitzvah, as long as you are not involved in a mitzvah. If you're involved in a mitzvah, you're Pater from Kriyishma. U'vatecha B'derech, Pratul Chasan, that you have to say Krishma when you're sort of going on the way of your life, as opposed to Chasan, who's involved in a mitzvah. Mikan Amru, Hakones es Habsula Pater v'yashamana Chayiv. If a person is marrying a woman who's not been married before, you're Pater in Krishma, v'yashamana Chayiv, you're Chayiv because you're not really worried about it, right? There's the tirda of the mitzvah by Yasula, there's no tirda of a mitzvah by the Amana. So my mashma, so how do we see that? How do we get that from the pasuk of B'shitecha v'yashachal v'chava derech? Amru Papa ki derech. Ma derech rishus, afachanami rishus. So only if it's a rishus are you then chayv in mitzvahs. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, so then you're a pater in krishma and pater in all mitzvahs. So milos kinan tekozul dvar mitzvah. Maybe when we say that lefcha baderech, it doesn't mean that you're going to a baseball game or to some other issue of rishus. Maybe you're going to a dvar mitzvah. Vafil hachi amrachmana likrei. Even so, the Torah says that you're obligated. So how do we know that you're only pater, or how do we know if you're pater, if you're involved in a dvar mitzvah? Im kain, so the Gemara says, le mikra belechcha, belechas. My belechtecha, in your way, shmamina, belechas didcha hud mechayeves, but had a mitzvah betiras, onto daf tezayin mebeis. Ihachim my iriyah hakones es habasula. If we have this principle of Osek B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah, so why is it only if you're Kohenes as HaBasula, Afilu Kohenes as HaMananami, whatever the mitzvah is, by being Kohenes as HaBasula, in theory that's the same mitzvah as well, by Kohenes as HaMana. We pointed out in Daf Yud Aleph, the question, Mechlokes Rishonim, what is the nature of the mitzvah of marriage? The Shitas HaRambam is that Kedushin itself is a mitzvah. The Rosh says that there's only a Hechsher mitzvah for Puravu, but either way, in theory, no matter who you're marrying, there's still a mitzvah. Therefore, why do we only say Osek Mitzvah Pater Min Mitzvah by a basula and not by an amana? So, hacha tarid, v'hacha lo tarid. By a case of basula, the chassan is worried because he's marrying a woman who is a basula. That's not true by an amana. So the Gemara says, if we're so concerned, imishum tirda, afil tavas finasa biyam nami. Right? So then even if a person is on a boat, and the boat is rocky, if the issue is tirda, so maybe you should be pater in Kriyishma then as well. So Gemara says, so alama, if that's true, so Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Avel Chayim Chol Mitzvos Amuris B'Torah, Chutz Min HaTfilin, that in Avel's Chayim Mitzvos, if our criteria is tirda, if you would have been pater in the case of the boat, so that should also apply to an Avel. Something we showed him say, Ein lecha tirda gedola mizu. Okay? So the Avel is pater in all mitzvos, or chayv in all mitzvos, chutz min tefillin, shari nemar bahen pe'er, that we say that tefillin he can't wear because tefillin is considered to be pe'er, which is
sort of God's glory, and the Avel feels like he's like sort of, you know, in the dirt, so to speak, and should not be wearing the pe'er. Shenemar pe'ercha chavush alecha. And by the way, there's a big discussion based on actually a later comment on this amud of whether or not an avel still patrins fill in bismaneinu, and a lot of that has to do with whether or not avelus is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. There's a lot more on this topic, and Mirz Hashem, we will delve into a little bit more when we do Merit Katan. So the Gemara says, if we're so worried about Tirda, so then in the case of an Avel also, you should be Pater. In the case of the boat, you should be Pater as well. So why are we only so concerned about Tirda when it comes to a person who is Kones as Habasula? So again, the Gemara gives the same answer. Amri, Hasam Tirda Durishus. In the case of Avelus, the fact that you're being matrid yourself, that's only a rishus, hacha tirda the mitzvah. Here is a tirda the mitzvah. And as we spoke about in Daf Yud Aleph, it's clearly a line that needs some explanation. Why is a velos, which is a mitzvah, why is that considered to be tirda the rishus? So what the Rishonim point out, and Rashi points out in Daf Yud Aleph, is that even though there's an obligation to be an avel, there's no obligation to have tsar necessarily, although we do know that the first 3 days are given over to Bechia. But because fundamentally, avel doesn't have to come with tsar, especially if we take the approach of Siddiq Adin, therefore if you're going through Tirda, that's almost like your own choice of how you want to be an avel, as opposed to being Kones as Habsula, where it's almost like fundamental to the activity, so to speak, that there's going to be a certain amount of Tirda involved in that. Okay, Vayitvi in the Mishnah. Rachatz Laila HaRishon Shemesa Ishto. So the very first night that his, namely Rabbi Gamliel, that his wife was Nifteres, so he took a shower, he bathed. So Amar Lo Tamidav, I guess his Tamidav knew about this. Obviously, there was very sort of close quarters between the Rebbe and the Tamidim. So the same emendation we made to the last Mishnah, Lo Lamadatenu Rabbeinu Sha'avel Aser Lirchotz. Aren't you the one who taught us that an Avel is not allowed to bathe? Amar Lahem, Eidi Kishar B'nei Adam. He said, I'm not like other people because Istinis Ani, because I am an Istinis. If you're interested in this topic of why is an istinus pater, so I recommend that you take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah on this discussion in the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Yonah has two different opinions. Why is an istinus pater? So the first opinion, which is fascinating, is that if an istinus is going to not shower and not take care of his hygiene, that's considered to be a sakana to the person. That's the first opinion. And then Rabbeinu Yonah questions that. Is it really a sakana to not shower? Clearly, you know, that does not seem to be logical, and there's also other sources indicate otherwise. Rather, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the second opinion, the issue of the istinus is because of tsar. And therefore, because the whole idea of bathing anyway as an avel is only the rabbanon, then Chazal and the Chachamim were not gozer din de rabbanon b'makom tzar. They would never have instituted this in the first place. So, interesting discussion where this comes up just very, very briefly is towards the end of Maseches Yuma and speaking about the inuyim. So we know that one of the inuyim is that you can't do sicha, you can't anoint yourself with liquids. But the Mishnah says that if you are chatatin barosha, you have scabs on your head, and you need to anoint it with oils, that should be fine. So once again, what we showed him say there is that even though the idea of inuyim on Yom Kippur is a din d'oraisa, the actual inuy itself of sicha might only have been something which the Chachamim instituted, even on Yom Kippur. And the Chachamim would never have been gozer that, but makom tzar, in a place where it's so painful to a person. And therefore, in these cases, Avelus, maybe even Yom Kippur, even without it actually being a sakana, the tzar itself is enough to allow us to be makel. Okay, ukishemes tevi avdo, in the middle of the Mishnah, when Rabbi Gamliel's servant tevi, again, this is an Eved Kenani, it's a non-Jewish Eved, when he passed away, So kibel of tanchumin, he accepted sort of divrei tanchumin, which was sort of an official statement that people would offer to an avel. So amelo tamidav, his tamidah once again said, right, lo lamadatenu rabbeinu shein mekabim tanchumin al havadim. So he says, so Amar Lahem, Rabbi Lo says, Ein Tevi Abdi Kishar Kol Avadim Kasher Haya. Tevi was not like the run-of-the-mill, the normal Eved. He was a Kasher. He was, of course, we know Tevi from many places in Shas. He was a person who knew a lot. He was involved in Sichas Chachamim, etc. Okay, Chasan Imrotza Likros Kriyashimam. Laila Harishon, after we finish saying that the Chassan is Pater in Krishma, we go back and we say if he wants to say Krishma, so then he is allowed to, Korei. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Kol Rotza Litol Hashem Yitol. He says, no, it's not so simple. A person can't just go ahead and say that somebody like me can be Machmir myself, and to go ahead and be Mekabel Ol Machushimayim, and to sort of go against the Mishnah. Now, this is like a very, very interesting question in general that's discussed in Shas. If a person is putter in something, to then be machmir in oneself, when do we say that's yuhara? We know the term yuhara from, you know, the Gemara in Tanis and Moed Katan and Psachim, that to be machmir in yourself is a, it's like showing a certain amount of like braggadociousness, for lack of a better word. But other places where a person says, no, I think I can be machmir myself, then often we'll say Tavol of Bracha. That's a positive. And we know the Ramah says that over and over and over again, that a person who's Machir is Tavol of Bracha. And this is sort of like an interesting test case. On the one hand, Chazal is telling you that a Chassan cannot have proper Kavana, but then the second opinion is that, no, if he feels you can have Kavana, you should do it. And again, sort of this question of when can a person or when should a person not be machmir on themselves. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. My time with the Rabban Gamliel. Why did Rabban Gamliel, why was he makel when it comes to himself in regards to bathing? So he says, Kasavar aninas laila derabanan. An onain at night is only din derabanan, even though the concept of aninus is a din doraisa. So by the time you get to the night, so then it's only the Rabbanan, and there's a very, very lengthy discussion in the Rishonim trying to understand sort of this line of the Gemara. We'll leave it for another time, but if you're interested in this topic, there's a lot in the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah and other places as well, okay? So seeing that Aninus at night is only the Rabbanan, Dichsiv Vacharisa Kiyomar, that's even giving the source for Aninus, and that Aninus is like a Yom, Kiyom Mar. As we said before, that if it's only quote unquote a din derabanan, then we would not be gozer that for an istanis. Okay. Ukeshemes tevi avdo. So Rabbi Gamliel was mekabel divrei tanchumin. So tana rabanan avadim v'shivchos u'shvacha v'shivchos ein omdin aleihem b'shura. You don't go ahead there's a line that after an avel finishes, you stand on the line and you offer divrei tanchumin. So for an eved, you would not do that. V'ein omrim aleihem birchas avelim. You don't extend the bracha to an avel. V'tanchumi avelim. Okay, and there's a, if you want to take a look over here in Rashi, you know, we're showing him what exactly these things are. Birchas avelim and tanchumi avelim. Okay, so masa umesa shivchasel shu Rabbi Eliezer. So the shivcha, the female servant of Rabbi Eliezer passed away, and then nichnasu tamidav, a very sort of almost humorous anecdote, nichnasu tamidav l'nachmo, his students came to offer tanchumin, kevan shira osam, so alala le'aliyah. He saw the sort of the students coming, he knew they were going to offer divrei tanchumin, so he sort of went up to the attic. V'alu acharav, his students sort of followed him into the attic. Nichnas la anfilon. So he entered into the anfilon. Anfilon Rashi says, Bayis katan shelifnei traklin hagadol. Sort of like a little like antechamber before a larger hall. Nichnasu akharov. Nichnas la traklin nichnasu akharov. They sort of kind of following around in order to offer divrei tanchumin. Amar lahem, kimeduma ani. So I thought to myself, she'atem nichvim befoshim, that you would have backed off, you would have sort of rescinded just by poshim. Poshim, namely, is like lukewarm water. That would have been enough for you to back off. Namely, I would have thought that just like a small hint of me sort of getting up when you came in to greet me, that would have been enough. Okay, so achshav, now I see that i'atem nichvim, that you don't even back off or recoil, afil b'chamichamin, even when it's like boiling hot water. In other words, you refuse to get the hint, right? So lokach shenisi lochem, did I not teach you? This is, again, Rabbi Eliezer, avadim v'shivchos, ein omdin aleim b'shurav, ein omrim aleim b'yerchos aveilim, v'lo tanchume aveilim, right? So didn't I teach you that? Elama omrim aleim. So then Rabbi Eliezer asks the question, okay, what would we say about avadim and shivchos? So we say, k'shem she'omrim lo adam al shoro v'al chamoro. This is not a very PC type of comment. In other words, like whatever you would say when a person loses a shore or a donkey, shemesu, that dies. So when a person loses sort of one's possession, so we say, hamakim yimalei l'cha chisroncha. Kashbarachu should fill your loss. So kach omrim lo al abdo v'al shivchaso. Hamakim yimalei l'cha chisroncha. Okay? Again, so I don't think in any way that the Gemara means to be equating a shivcha or an eved together with a donkey, but you know, in halachic terminology, so then you know, an eved is technically mamon. So therefore, we are approaching this in a halachic way, even if obviously maybe either emotionally or mitzad kavod, you know, this doesn't sound appropriate, but certainly sort of addressing the halachic parameters of avdus. So tanya idach, there's another brisa, avadim mishivchos ein maspidin osan, you don't give a hesped for an eved. So if yotzi omer, im eved kosher, if the eved is a kosher, right, he's upstanding and righteous. So omri malav, hoi ish tov, woe is sort of the loss of this good man, v'neman, and someone who was, you know, believed, v'nenem b'yigio, and we got sort of pleasure and hana from his efforts, okay? So amulo, so they said to Rav Yossi, im kate, if you're going to give such like a beautiful hesped for this Eved Kosher, hoi ish tov, v'neman, v'nenem b'yigio, etc., im kane ma hanachta l'ksherim, right? What have you sort of like almost like left over for the Kesherim, if this is what you're going to say for the Eved. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Karin Avos. I'm not sure exactly what this Gemara is doing in here. Maybe some of you who are listening can sort of figure out yourself. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Karin Avos. We only call the term Avos Ela L'Shlosha, right? V'ein Karin Imahos Ela L'Arba, right? We only call three people Avos, four people Imahos. Avos, my taima. Okay, and obviously, who are the Avos? We know who the Avos are. We know who the Imahos are. So, my taima. What's the reason we only call people Avos? Evelim, Mishim Dol Yod Inon, Imeruvain, Kaasinon, Imishimon Kaasinon. We can't call, Ruvain one of the Avos, because we're not sure if we descended from Reuven. We can't call Yehuda one of the Avos, because we're not sure if we descended from Yehuda. We can only call Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avos, because we know that we descended from them. But if that's the criteria, okay, Ihochi Imoz Nami, that's true by Imoz also. Lo Yodinon, Imiracha Kosinon, Imilea Kosinon. Okay, so therefore, that can't be the reason as far as the establishment of lineage. Okay, Ela Adhocha Chashive, Tvelo Chashive. You know, these first three Avos, the first four Imahos, are more Chashiv, more significant. Tvelo Chashive, the others are not Chashiv. It doesn't mean they're not Chashiv, but it means that they don't sort of make whatever the bar is to be called Avos or Imahos. So Tanya Yidach, we have another Braisa. Avadim Vishivchos, Ein Karin Osam, Abba Ploni, V'ima Plonis. If you take a look in Rashi, Abba Ploni, the Ima Plonis. So, Lobe B'neim Kama, we're not speaking about the children of servants calling their father Abba or Ima. Ela B'shar B'nei Adam, Rather, people, as we know in the Gemara, used to often be called Abba, Abba Mari, etc., etc. It was sort of like a term of leadership and respect. Kein she'anu karin achshav Mar Ploni. Like we call somebody Mr. Maras Ploni, Mrs. Kachay Rugil Lomar Abba Ploni v'ima Plonis. That was sort of like almost like a term of designation and respect. Okay? So Maisa Listler. I'm sorry. So Tani Idach Avad Meshivchos and Karino some Abba Ploni v'ima Plonis. V'shal Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Gamliel's servants, Hayukarim Osam Abba Ploni the Imaplonis. So Gemara says, Maisa Listor? Right? Why are you bringing in the Braisa, this Maisa, which contradicts the Halacha? The Halacha is that we don't call a servant Abba Plonis or Imaplonis. And then we say, Rabbi Gamliel's, we do call that person. So it's like a stira almost. So Gemara says, Mishum de Chashive. No, because obviously Rabbi Gamliel's servants, as we already saw with Tevi, were different. Amar Belazar, my dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean? What does the pasuk refer to from Tehillim? Kein avarechacha b'chayai b'shimcha esachapai. Correct. So, what is that pasuk referring to? Okay. So, kein avarechacha b'chayai. I will bless you in my lifetime. Izu kriyishma b'shimcha esachapai. In your name, I will lift my hands. Zutfila, meaning that I will lift my hands in prayer. Okay, v'imozakein. If a person blesses a Kadosh Baruch Hu with Krishma and they lift their hands in prayer, v'imozakein, I love a kots of Omer. The next pasuk in Tehillim is kmo chelev v'deshen tispa nafshi. So just like deshen, just like the creations of the world, and just like milk. Is tispa nafshi, or fats, they fulfill me, you know, so too, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will fulfill me, you'll satisfy me. V'lo od, el shenochol shnei olamim. A person who says Kriya Shema, and they raise their hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, will be nochel shnei olamim, obviously, ha'olam hazev, yolam haba. How do we know that? Because that pasuk in Tehillim, Tehillim Samach Gimel, Pasuk Vav concludes, V'sisai rinanos yahalopi. My mouth will sing yahalopi, will sing out to you. So if you take a look in Rashi over here, rinanos shayim. Namely, I'm going to sing in two different songs, the song of this world and the song of the next world. Okay, so Gemara says, goes through a number of different philos that people would say after they finished davening. Rabbi Elazar, Basar, de Messiah, Slusay. After Rabbi Elazar finished davening, Amar, Hachi, Yerosim, Lufanecha, Shemokenu, Shatishkan, Bifurenu, that what should exist, Bifurenu, Furenu is obviously in our lots, in our Goral, Rashi says, Ahava, V'achva, V'shalom, V'reus, V'tirbeg, V'ulenu, B'tamidim. So our borders should be filled with tamidim. V'satzliach sufenu acharis v'sikva. Our end should be successful with tikva, with hope. V'tasim michokenu b'gan Eden. Our ultimate amchelak would be in Gan Eden. V'signeinu b'chaver tov v'yezer tov. We should acquire and be acquired by a chaver tov and yezer tov b'olam cha. V'nashkim v'nimsa yichol levavenu. We should get up and we should find yichol levavenu, our desire to sort of reach out to you. Rashi says shelo yizkaber leinu yetzahara behirhor halayla. When we get up in the morning, we should find that the yetzahara did not overcome us. Lasor me'acharecha biyom, that might turn us away from you during the day. Elkishanashkim b'chol boker nimsa levavenu miyachalcha. Hopefully our heart every day will be there sort of beseeching you. Okay, what a beautiful, beautiful tefillah. Right? V'nashkim v'nimtza yichol v'aveinu l'yira tshmecha v'tava l'fanecha koras nafshenu l'tova. And we should come in front of you koras nafshenu. What's koras nafshenu? Again, back in Rashi. Klomer, sipuk tzarkenu v'koras ruchenu. That in front of you should be all of our needs and all of our yearnings of the soul. A beautiful tefillah. Another tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan Basar de Messiah Lusay, right? After he finishes davening Omer Hachi, he would say the following, Yiratzim v'necha shemkenu, shetatzitz b'boshosenu, that you should pay attention to our busha, v'tabit b'reyosenu, and you should look at our any evil that might come upon us, v'tislabesh b'rachamecha, and if you see that evil, you should sort of be adorned in rachamim, v'tiskasei b'yozcha, you should be covered with strength. This is what we're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'siz atef b'chasidusecha, you should be, again, like adorned in chesed. V'tis azer b'chaninosecha, you should gird yourself, so to speak, in chaninosecha, in your givingness. V'talavanecha midas tuvecha v'yanvasonosecha. And it should sort of come in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas tovcha, the mida of your goodness and of your humility. Okay, and this, by the way, is a little bit reminiscent of two things we mentioned. The first is the Gemara earlier on, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol to be mevarichim, to bless him, and the bracha is that the kvisha of your anger. And this sort of feels similar to that as well. And also, just to mention that in Rabbi Yochanan's Tfila, he says, v'tatzitz b'boshosenu, you should see our embarrassment. And again, the Maharsha points out, this is going back to the Gemara that we had, that when a person has busha, so all of his avonos are nimchal. Rabbi Zeira Basar the Messiah Slusa, after he finished davening, Amar Hachi, Yiratzim v'necha Hashem l'keinu sh'lo nechta v'lo neva sh'lo nikali me'avoseinu, that we should not sin, we should not be embarrassed, and we should not, again, nikalim, another term of like feeling ashamed, me'avoseinu. Rav Chiya Basar de Matzli, Amar Hachi, after he davened, he would say the following, Yiratzim v'necha Hashem l'keinu sh'tei teraska u'menoseinu v'al yidva libeinu. This, by the way, is similar a little bit to what we say by Yisiyum, that your Torah should be our umnosenu, v'al yidve libenu, or v'al yadve libenu, perhaps. We shouldn't, like, weaken our hearts. V'al yechshechu enenu, we should not have our eyes darkened. Rav basar tzlusa mer hachi, or some of necha shenokenu, shatitein lanu chaim aruchim, chaim shel shalom, chaim shel tov, chaim shel bracha, chaim shel parnasa, chaim shel chilutz atzamos, chaim sheish bem yiras chet, Chaim Shein Bahem Busha Chlima. Okay. Chaim Shoshir Vachavod. Chaim Shete Banu Avastar Vier Shemayim. Chaim Shete Malano is Chumishos Lebein Lutova. It was an interesting question. I didn't have a chance to look this up, but at what point, obviously, was this tefillah of Rav integrated into being the tefillah for the Chodesh? Okay. Rebbe Basar Slusa Amar Hachi. Yiratzim Uvanecha. Now, this is Rebbe Huda Nasi, who is obviously a dignitary of sorts, and who Antoninus, as we'll see in a second, used to send guards to protect him. But Rabbi Basar Slusa Amar Hachi, Yiratzim v'necha Hashem l'keinu, v'lokei avaseinu shetatzileinu me'azei panim, that I should be saved from embarrassment, u'me'azos panim, me'adam ra, from a evil person, u'mifega ra, me'yetza ra, me'chaver ra, mishachin ra, u'mishachin ha'mashchis, u'midin kasha, u'mibal din kasha, ben shu ben bris, ben shenu ben bris. And so I want to be saved from all of these things, sort of these negative things in my life, shachin ra, people that might want to do him harm. And then the Gemara says, v'afa gaiv dekai me'ketsuse ala de Rebbe, even though kai me'ketsuse, that he had ketsuse, which is like guards that were watching him, he was still mispalel, and there's a certain amount of discussion before Shim about what exactly is he mispalel for. Let's take a look at this last Rashi. The Afagav dekai meketsutze ale the Rebbe. Shayu shotrim omdim, right, b'mitzvos Antoninus. There's a lot of discussion throughout Shas, especially a number of Gemaras in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, about the relation between Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Antoninus, which is Mark Anthony. L'hakos u'lonakem b'chola omdim alav, that those guards should strike down and take vengeance against anybody that is going to stand up against Rebbe. So what's beautiful, and again, this Gemara is going to continue onto the next Amud, is sort of these people, even after having the tefillah, the tefillah is really belashon sort of rabbim. It's a set tefillah. There's a kavua tefillah. And each one of these amarayim and tanayim, so they wanted to find sort of almost like their own meaningful tefillah, perhaps, of where they were in their life, or what they were struggling with in their life. And it's sort of like a beautiful way of allowing tefillah, which should always be the case, to be something which, on the one hand, is circumscribed, and it is kavua, and it's determined, and there's already sort of a nusach tefillah. At the same time, to allow the experience of tefillah to be something which is very real and personal, meaningful as well. Okay, thank you, everyone. You might be hearing this on Tuesday. For all of you who are at the rally, you should have a lot of hatzlacha, and I'm sure it'll be a meaningful experience for all involved. Be well.